Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a great story from USA Today. I got totally sucked in by the headline. Ex-NBA star Nick Van Exel just discovered iced coffee, and it's the best thing on Twitter. Okay. So, right? I mean, it's a delightful headline.
Yeah.
And it makes you want more. This is the story. Remember Nick Van Exel? If you don't, he had himself a pretty great NBA career while playing for the Los Angeles Lakers, Denver Nuggets, four other franchises before retiring in 2006. Now he's an assistant coach for the Memphis Grizzlies, and he's making headlines because he just discovered iced coffee and sharing it on Twitter. And by the way, I think I do this sometimes. Like, I don't know what it is, but I'll fall in love with something. Cobra Kai. And I can't stop talking about it. And it just becomes like a talking point for me. So it says, seriously, there's nothing more delightful than this right now. And although the writer of this article writes, I'm not a coffee drinker, I'm fully aware that you can take hot coffee, put it in a cup full of ice, turn it into iced coffee. I mean, it's not, I don't think it's a secret, right?
No. And you can pretty much do it with any beverage, correct?
Any hot beverage can become a cold beverage if you pour it over ice.
Yes.
That is correct. Soup could be cold. If you pour it over ice.
And
there
Nick
is a cold soup. What's it called?
Cold soup.
Yeah. What's it called? Is that vichyssoise? Is cold soup vichyssoise?
Vichyssoise?
Yeah. Echo? Echo.
That's cold soup?
Yeah.
Vichyssoise.
Is it? I don't know if it's vichyssoise.
And they make soup and put it over, well, not ice. They probably just let
it
cool.
I think it's just, yeah, I think it's.
Like room temperature
maybe? No, I think it's refrigerated. I think it's cold.
No, that's garbage.
See if you can find cold soup. I'm sure you're looking up vichyssoise, but there's no way that you could spell that correctly.
And Nick Van Exel never knew coffee could cool down.
So here's what he's tweeted. On June 9th, he tweets out, had an iced coffee for the first time yesterday. My new drink. Gets more and more excited as Twitter goes on. This is June 11th. Good night. This is at midnight. Good night. Iced coffee in the AM for me. Can't wait. All caps, by the way, on can't wait.
There you go, Nick.
Next morning. Good morning. Feels like an iced coffee morning from Mickey D's.
He's all in.
He is, and no pun, he's loving it. He posts video from the golf course. He's in a golf cart. Do you have the audio of that? Listen to this.
Yo, what's up? What's up? Got my little iced coffee this morning. Just want to let everybody know, all my Twitter followers, everybody that's in my phone, my friends, my family. Real disappointed in y'all that y'all didn't let me know about iced coffee before. So real disappointed, but... since it tastes so good, I forget y'all.
He almost lost friends.
He was, he's obsessed with his iced coffee.
Come on, Nick.
And then he tweeted, was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. I kept seeing everybody telling me to drink a cold brew, LMAO. Why was I saying, do y'all want me to drink a beer? I'm talking about coffee. I love it. He is totally into iced coffee. I think it's just like he discovered something. He goes to bed at night, he's thinking about his iced coffee the next day. Wakes up in the morning, he's thinking about his iced coffee.
I can't wait to wake up so I can have some iced coffee. But to Nick's defense, it's hard to be presented with something new in 2019, and especially if you're 40, 50 years old.
Right. No, coffee is coffee.
Yeah.
And then, you know, even like older people, I mean, we had Cornbread Maxwell on a couple days ago, right? Doesn't like new music. He does his thing, right? He's not interested in learning new stuff. There's a lot of people, older people, who walk into a Starbucks. There's all those options. You've done it.
I do it all
You're
the time.
An old soul. I've been at Starbucks with Crowder before. I'll take a black gas station coffee.
And they know exactly what I'm talking about.
He just wants the coffee that would be in a thermos out at the gas station for 99 cents.
Don't ask me about a frappa, rappa, tappa, latte. I want black gas station coffee, and they bring me exactly what I want every time.
Do you drink iced coffee at all?
Hell no.
I don't like iced coffee either. You drink that, Solana?
I don't. Did you see where Nick Van Exel bought his iced coffee? Like, did you see the brand of the cup he was drinking in that video?
No, let me see here.
It was a styrofoam cup from Sonic.
He stopped at a Sonic to get coffee? You're right.
Which makes this so much better for me. Because had he tried Starbucks or Dunkin', that makes sense, right?
Even McDonald's has that McCafe now. So it's like, yeah, Sonic, I can't imagine they're putting a lot of love into their coffee.
Nick. Styrofoam cup.
Man, yeah, Nick's pretty pinching, man.
Look at him. Look at him. He's drinking his Sonic. Look at the smile on his face, though.
Oh,
he's having the time of his life.
He knows better than spend $9 on coffee.
That is so great. I just love that headline. That is a headline. Ex-NBA star Nick Van Exel just discovered iced coffee, and it's the best thing on Twitter.
I don't know the last time that something surprised me. Drinking or eating wise?
That surprised you, like,
just like
I didn't know.
To act like Nick's acting.
I didn't know this was so good.
Because,
and
like,
I can't
even
wait to.
New beers, like Funky Buddha comes out with the new stuff.
Right.
I'll try it and I'm like, this is delicious, but I knew it was a delicious beer. Like, just where it just blows my mind.
You know, you were that way a little bit in Dallas. But it was more the nostalgia of it when we were at Papa Doe.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you were trying something that was so good, but you loved being inside Papa Doe.
But to be 30, I'm 35. To be 35 years old and taste something that you've never tasted before, that's extremely difficult.
Have you but what about like something at a certain place? I had a taco at what's the name of that place? Tijuana Flats. I've been there a couple times in my life. It's not like one of my regular stops, and we were out some weekend. I was with my kid. I had a taco there. It was the best taco I ever had. Mm. Like, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I was like, wow, there's something about this taco is the best taco that I've ever had. Like, you ever go to a place and you go, wow, I didn't expect. Oh, the Yucatats at Funky Buddha.
That's
the Yucatats.
Surprised me.
Do you remember? Because we went there for lunch, and he was like, oh, try this and try that and try this. And I tried the Yucatats, and I was like, you got to try these. And then I kept telling everybody.
Because I even pushed back. I was like, I don't like them dry-ass bananas.
Right, well, and then yucca's like a potato.
Well, the
plantain
but dry
is plantain.
As hell. But the yucca's dry as hell, too.
Yucca usually is.
It's
not, I don't like yucca,
it's
normally.
It's a little ashy, but the Yucatats are delicious.
Not ashy.
It's ashy.
You're talking about ashy.
Ashy, like dry.
It's not
I don't like things that multiply in my mouth.
What does that mean?
Like it's ashy, like it multiplies in your mouth.
It's not ashy.
You add saliva to yucca. It grows.
What's he talking about?
Do y'all know what I'm talking about?
And
it grows in your mouth.
Like
it multiplies.
Sponge?
Yeah, it's like a little dried up sponge, and you add saliva, it grows in your mouth.
Whatever it is, the Yucatats at Funky Buddha is the real deal.
Have you ever had a pig at a La Cajachina?
I have not.
That surprised me years ago.
How good it was?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Because I'm laughing.
Tastes better than just pork.
La Cajachina, you've had that?
Hawk, you've lived in South Florida.
I know.
How long? You've never had Cajachina?
I know.
Bro.
You know why?
Oh, you're coming over.
Yeah, I know, but that's the whole thing. I got to go somewhere because we don't have it at my house. And that's why I've never had it. I don't want to go anywhere.
It's great because I was actually making fun of them because my wife's Cuban, so her father comes over. They buy this box, and I barbecue. I'm a real master. He's putting the coals on top of the meat. I'm like, so y'all heat it from the top, huh? I'm laughing to myself. I'm like, these dudes are crazy.
You're entombing the pig.
What is going on? Bro, they broke out that damn pig after about 8 hours.
Best thing ever.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It was delicious.
You eat every part of that? Like the ears? Are the ears?
I don't, crispy. But yeah, every, like, people eat
that. It seems like it would be.
The feet.
Oh,
the
delicious.
Ears, yeah. The nose.
All right.
Rooter to the tutor, as they say.
Rooter to the tutor.
Hey, the rooter to the tutor.
Vichyssoise, by the way.
Vichyssoise.
Oh, no. I'm reading how it's pronounced. It's Vichyssoise.
No, it's not.
Okay. Is traditionally served
cold. You never heard the word till 5 minutes ago, and you're going to tell me how it's pronounced.
Traditionally served cold, Vichyssoise, but it can be eaten hot.
Okay. Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.